93.5. Blake Carter and Peter Cash.
Okay. I am sure, even if you are someone that sometimes tunes out commercials, that this commercial here, you have heard it, you have giggled to yourself, you have like looked to your partner, maybe you've rolled your eyes, but you have definitely heard this commercial.
Have you lost your mojo and do you want it back? Then you need the O-Shot. It increases desire, sensitivity, and that ability to turn the oh into oh my God.
Yes. The O-Shot.
Yes.
Okay, so I hear this all the time. I'm always interested in this kind of stuff. And I've heard about like vaginal rejuvenation before. I've watched them do it on The Real Housewives of like every single city. But I hadn't heard of the O-Shot before. And I'm like, every time I hear the commercial, I'm like, okay, what exactly is that?
Mm-hmm.
And who is this for? Like, is it just because, like, for me, when I watch The Real Housewives, they're a bit older, just a bit older than I am. And so I'm like, who is this for? What does it entail? Does it hurt? Mm-hmm. And is it really that good?
So we got her.
We got her.
We got the doctor on the phone, baby.
And I'm going to, okay, like, here's your warning. Like, yes, O stands for orgasm. Yes, we're going to talk about orgasms, and yes, we're going to talk about vaginas. So here is your if your kids are in the car, warning.
Your 3-minute warning.
Your 3-minute warning. We're going to talk about that WAP, pretty much. Or how to get it, at least.
Toronto's hip-hop flow, 93.5, Blake Carter, Peter Cash.
Okay, I'm really excited because on the phone with us right now from Vitality MD, we have Dr. Sherry Kaplan. And she is going to answer all our questions and tell us all about the infamous O-Shot.
One of the biggest complaints that I see in my clinic is that a lot of women are coming in and they're complaining of their libido. I mean, they're also coming in, there are perimenopausal symptoms in menopause. And, you know, I'll do all my magic and try to help, you know, whether it's giving them hormones, restoring their hormones, or giving them testosterone. And sometimes it's a home run and sometimes it's not. But there was this missing opportunity that, you know, especially for women to improve their libido. And I learned about the O-Shot more than 10 years ago. And, you know, colleagues in the States were like, oh, you got to do it, you got to do it. And I'm always someone who, like, I want to wait and sort of, you know, see how things play out and learn
more. Make sure
more
it doesn't go sideways.
Yeah.
Exactly. And especially when you're doing stuff down there, like, you want to make sure you're doing things right and not causing any harm. You know, if I can believe in the product, I can sell it.
So
right?
You've tried the O-Shot.
I tried this O-Shot.
Now, do you...
And I have to say, oh my God.
Yes, right? I wanted you to say that. That's exactly what I was going to say. Is that exactly how it sounds after? Is that like, is it true?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, my boyfriend at the beginning used to say, because like, you know, it sounds so good on the commercial. Oh my God. He goes, if I hear that out of your mouth, I know you're faking. Like, oh no, it's true. And he wants to go around and say, my girlfriend got the O-Shot and oh my God.
Is there like an age group? Because I know you mentioned like perimenopause or people losing libido, but that can happen like a lot younger.
Exactly. So the thing is, like, I mean, there's a lot of people who, for different reasons, have decreased sensitivity. So definitely after having a baby, you know, things are stretched, and so you don't have that same sensitivity. Yeah. And then in perimenopause, as the hormones decrease and their anatomy is changing as well, that women have a harder time.
Now, I hear you talking about, like, things that are happening to women's bodies. Now, could it also be something that their partner is not doing or not able to do for them?
Ding, ding, ding.
True. So, you know, to have great sex, you need a good partner.
A compatible
partner. But you also
partner.
Need someone who's very responsive.
Right.
And actually, the O-Shot's not just for people who have partners, because there's women who have decreased ability to orgasm and they still want to enjoy having an orgasm, right? So the O-Shot can definitely increase sensitivity for anybody. What the O-Shot is, just to give you an explanation.
Yeah, what exactly is it?
So basically, what we're doing is we're taking PRP, which stands for platelet-rich plasma.
Like the thing they do on your face, like the vampire facial.
Exactly. So what it is, we do a blood draw, and then we spin the blood down, and we get the growth factors, and we're injecting the growth factors back into an area. So in the vampire facelift, we're injecting it into the skin and the face. to rejuvenate, and in the vagina, we're injecting it into the into or near the clitoris, into the G spot, and into areas of the labia and vagina that are having issue with dryness or scarring or other things that have decreased the ability for sensitivity.
Okay, I am like clenched up right now. That sounds very painful.
So it sounds painful, but essentially we give freezing, and we've done it with, like, we definitely always give topical freezing, but we even done it with injecting freezing.
Okay.
And in fact, the injection of freezing was worse than the actual O-shot. And in fact, so we don't actually do that anymore. We just use the topical freezing.
Okay, I think I'm going to try this.
Yeah, what? Well,
really?
It like...
I kind of have to.
We'll be a convert.
Dr. Sherry has sold it to us.
Oh my God.
Then you got to do the oh my God when you're done.
I'm going to take over your commercial.